Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, spouses of military members may have professional licenses in other states, but when they move to Missouri, those credentials are not accepted.
It took me about 6 months to get everything pushed through and approved because I had to start the process essentially over again.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports on an effort in Missouri to give license reciprocity to military spouses. First, the headlines. The St. Louis County Council will soon deliberate whether to issue bonds to pay for a settlement with a county police officer who won a discrimination suit. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports some council members are open to the idea.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is planning to use a county insurance fund to pay for Lieutenant Keith Wildhaber's settlement. But as the county seeks to get money from insurance policies, Page wants the council to authorize bonds to replenish that fund. Councilwoman Kelly Dunaway says it's worth exploring issuing bonds, as opposed to paying all the settlement money up front and not having money right away for vital county services.
I think it's really important to recognize that Lieutenant Wildhaber was discriminated against, and it's really important for employers who discriminate against their employees are held accountable.
A jury awarded Wildhaber nearly $20 million after they found he was denied promotions for being gay. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri education officials are considering an alternative to the college credit hour requirement for substitute teachers. Districts throughout the state are having a tough time finding enough subs. State education officials are pitching the idea of letting potential substitutes take an online course instead of the current requirement of 60 college credit hours. Assistant Education Commissioner Paul Katnick laid out the proposal to the state school board.
When someone asked me where the 60 hours came from, I was at a loss for giving a good rationale. And I think the way they said it is, so what do they have to have 60 credit hours in? And I said, we don't care.
Districts have raised day rates for subs and outsourced hiring in recent years. Substitutes earn about $100 a day. Illinois Supply and Provisions says it sold $5 million of marijuana in January. The city of Collinsville receives a small percentage of every sale. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports the dispensary may become the city's largest sales tax generator.
Sales were strong at Illinois Supply and Provisions last month, and that means lots of tax revenue for Collinsville. The city brought in $125,000 in January and expects to bring in up to $2 million from the first year of legal cannabis sales. Collinsville Assistant City Manager Derek Jackson says most of the revenue from the dispensary goes into the city's capital projects fund.
We're already basically fueling those projects. There's a lot of holes in town. We want sidewalks to be repaired in those less walkable areas, getting, you know, the street improvements up to ADA compliance in a lot of areas of town.
Jackson says the city also plans to modernize its aqua park and make improvements to the Gateway Convention Center. Reporting from Collinsville, I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester is undergoing tests after collapsing on the team's bench last night in Anaheim. The Blues say he suffered a, quote, cardiac event. Medical trainers stabilized Bouwmeester before he was taken to a local hospital. The Blues say he is conscious and alert. The game against Anaheim was postponed. Frequent moves can be very difficult on military families, uprooting children and lives every couple of years. An often overlooked element is the difficulty for military spouses to continue their careers, especially when they are in a licensed profession. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, Missouri is looking to make it easy for husbands and wives to keep working right after they arrive.
Megan Setter is a licensed social worker. She works with abused women to help get their lives back on track. Her husband is an officer in the Army and was transferred to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri 2 years ago. Megan was licensed in Hawaii, where they were stationed. And even though Hawaii has tougher standards to get that license, her new state wouldn't recognize it or any of the work she did to get it.
So when we came to Missouri, it took me about 6 months to get everything pushed through and approved because I had to start the process essentially over again.
In the 6 months when her career was on hold, she wasn't making money and she was in a new state. In addition to waiting, there were also increased costs: a trip to St. Louis to take an exam, a trip to Springfield to be fingerprinted, fees to apply for a Missouri license. Setter says they added up fast at the worst possible time.
Because when you have to choose between paying, you know, $300 to put on your electricity versus, you know, my licensure, that's going to come first because we have to, you know, pay the bills and put the lights on.
Setter's story is common. A professional military spouse comes to one of Missouri's bases as part of a transfer, and they can't do the work that they are trained for and have been doing in another state. That's why State Representative Steve Lynch is sponsoring a bill that would give license reciprocity to spouses of military members transferred to Missouri. The Republican from Waynesville says it's the least the state can do for the families that give up so much so that one of them can serve.
If we can do this to show our support for our military families and getting our military spouses jobs quickly and easily, not only benefits that spouse, it benefits the whole family. Takes some of the stress off of it.
But Lynch says the motivation isn't only to help military families. It's also to help the local economy. He represents the area around Fort Leonard Wood in the Ozarks, a part of the state where it's often challenging to recruit people for highly skilled positions. Lynch says military spouses can fill a big void if they're given a fair chance.
And good grief, we've got thousands of jobs sitting right here in Missouri that we can't get filled because we don't have qualified people for them.
Vanessa Aldred echoes that thought. She works as a corporate recruiter, and her husband is a colonel in the Air Force stationed at Fort Leonard Wood. She says military spouses are an untapped well of excellent employees because many of them are so highly trained.
They also, just as a byproduct of who they married, have developed these soft skills that I, from experience, know that employers really covet, which is resiliency, resourcefulness, grit, flexibility.
The issue is receiving the attention of Governor Mike Parson. He talked about it as a priority during his State of the State speech. He also traveled to Fort Leonard Wood to hold a private roundtable discussion with military spouses last month. Parson says license reciprocity should be a slam dunk. There are some opponents who say Missouri should decide the requirements for professionals, not other states. But Parson says the main thing that threatens it is lawmakers trying to add amendments to the bill to make it less focused.
What I am leery of is getting too much stuff in a bill in Jefferson City early on, and everybody jumps on it because it's a popular bill, and all of a sudden you start delaying the process.
And delays can mean the death of a bill as the session wears on. Setter is very familiar with delays. While she had to wait 6 months, she's now been licensed in Missouri for more than a year. But her husband is being transferred to Fort Campbell in 3 months, and she'll have to go through the process all over again, this time twice.
And Fort Campbell's unique because it sits on the Kentucky and Tennessee line, so I will probably have to get licensed in Kentucky and Tennessee just to be on the safe side.
Neither of those states are among the 15 in the country, including Illinois, that have license reciprocity for military spouses. Missouri's plan has passed the House and is awaiting action in the Senate. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.